Blog Talk Radio.
Greeting, Earthlings. We have now taken over your radio.
Hit 'em high,
and you can hit 'em low,
hit 'em low.
Going right to the hole. Your wife got no game. I'm breaking you out the frame, coming through like a train. Looking to take over the whole world is my goal. With my unstoppable crew taking all control. You can't get none of this. We're running this. Well, take a earthshaker, 3-point gun in this. Get out the lane, I'm coming through. And if you don't wanna move, I'm coming right through you.
It's like inch by inch and step by step, I'm closing in on your position. And destruction is my mission, no. Eight is not enough, your whole squad better duck. It's like Swiss when I bust, now your whole crew is dust. Coming through my area, I'ma have to bury you. The real scream team on your screen scene. It's like showdown under Rango. Tell me who wanna tangle with the ghetto witch doctor, neighborhood superhero.
Ultimate pain upon the brain, untamed. You won't like it when I change into a type strange. Make low maniacal, monster in the game. And I got my eye on you, dead shot aim. And free throws keep coming down like rain. You feeling me, I'm feeling you, the monster gang. I'm telling you, pass me the rock, now I'm headed to the basket. Get up out my way is what you better do. My tactics is unsportsmanlike conduct, you better ask it. Don't get no better than this. You catch my drift, you get stripped by ball handlers, ruled by swag hammer. Danger, you dealing with official hoop bangers. With hang time, like a coat hanger. Jump with thunderous 360 degree tight dunks. What up, Doc? The monster funk.
Lightning strikes, the court lights get dim. Supreme competition is about to begin. Above the rim, finessing it, moves is animated. Once I get the ball in, I can't be deflated. A rugged paw, my monsters is getting money. With clicks, get the bugging, I'm snatching up their bunnies. Every step I take shakes the ground. I make you break your ankle, son, shake you down. This is my planet, about business, the best that ever done it. Can I get a witness? A cumulus cloud brings darkness up above. You in it for the money or in it for the love, MJ? 23 ways to make a pay. Lounging in the mothership back around my way. A 28 light years old. If the ref get political, dribble like Bob Dole. Am I getting lyrical? Daddy, I think so. Monster, drop a flavor fluid, so please blow it.
Welcome once again to another evening of the Rocket Sports Breakdown. Got another 30-minute podcast tonight. Rocket is here with you now until 7 p.m. And how about this? We're more than halfway through the 2014 NFL season. Week 10 kicks off tonight. We got a big game in the AFC North between the Cincinnati Bengals hosting the Cleveland Browns. That game will be on the NFL Network tonight. And if you don't have cable, you can also check it out on CBS. I guess CBS deserves a little bit of credibility for adding games on Thursday nights, because let's face it, not everybody can watch the games on Thursday nights. Not everybody has cable, and not everybody can afford cable. I would notice I spent about the first 15 years of my life not having cable, but that's a whole different story for another day. But anyway, it's a big matchup because, first of all, you got two unique teams facing each other for the first time this season. You got the Browns at a surprising 5-3 against the Bengals at 5-2-1. And I still think that tie game against Carolina a few weeks back is going to come back to hurt this team towards the end of the season, especially they're trying to win a division. Because you got Pittsburgh creeping up, Baltimore is still very much alive. Who would have imagined that the AFC North would be the most competitive division in the AFC Conference? Who would have imagined that? That's crazy, isn't it? And I honestly feel like it could come down to week 15 through 17. Think about that. Divisional games are so important. And the fact that the NFL has divisional games, especially in week 17, it just goes to show you how winning your division is extremely important. Think about this also. The Bengals got off to a 3-0 start. They struggled in the past month. Literally, they struggled. The Browns have been coming on strong a little bit lately, and I got to give them credit where credit's due. Brian Hoyer hasn't exactly been playing astonishing football, but he's played well enough to help the Browns win games. They've won 4 of their last 5, and they, including that big win over Pittsburgh just a few weeks back, 31-10. Since then, you know, they've won 2 straight, but their road record, they've only played 3 road games this season. They lost 2 of them. And that game against Tennessee, the one road game that they won, they were down. They had to come back and win that game. Cleveland's schedule is going to get absolutely brutal. Having to go on the road to Cincinnati, and they got a home game against Houston. They also got home games against Indianapolis and Cincinnati coming up next month. Tough road games at Carolina, and then at Baltimore in week 17 to close out the regular season. It's crunch time for the Browns, and I can care less who their quarterback is. They've got to salvage something. You want to send a message, do it tonight. And I think they got a shot to do so because I'm not fully faithful in Cincinnati. When I made my predictions before the start of the regular season, I actually had Pittsburgh winning the AFC North, despite the team's coming of age. You know, the defense is not as intimidating as it once was, but I felt like that offense could produce a lot more. And so far, they've done that, especially the last 2 weeks. I mean, Ben Roethlisberger, 12 touchdown passes in 2 games, 6-1, 6-0. That offense is really finding its stride. Antonio Brown might be the best NFL receiver this season. Le'Veon Bell and LeGarrette Blount have been all world as far as running the football. Give the Steelers offense a lot of credit. They're making plays, and they're winning the games. I mean, back-to-back beatdowns from Indianapolis and Baltimore at home. They're taking care of business as they should. Which makes this game tonight between Cleveland and Cincinnati very intriguing. Now, I'm going to make my predictions tonight, and because this is the first game to kick off week 10, I'm going to take the Bengals. I think they're at home. They need to win. I feel like they are going to win. And if you're Cleveland, you kind of want to send a message. But that's a tall order when you consider, in Cleveland's case, their road struggles, particularly in the division. They have not won a road game in the division since they beat Cincinnati back on September 28th, 2008. That was 6 years ago, folks. 6 years ago, the Browns have lost 17 straight road divisional games. Meanwhile, the Bengals have won 5 straight over the Browns at Paul Brown Stadium since that loss they suffered back in 08. These two teams don't like each other. We know that this rivalry goes back to the Paul Brown era. You know, when he was let go by the Browns, by owner Art Modell, which I thought was ridiculous, but that's another story for another day. Took over Cincinnati, and the rivalry has been stricken ever since. So I think that now Cleveland can get on the winning track if they can go into Cincinnati tonight and pull off an upset. But I'm going to take the Bengals to win. I think it'll be a close game. And I expect a competitive game on both ends. I think Joe Hayden versus AJ Green is the matchup that everybody talks about a lot. It's a very underlooked matchup. Joe Hayden is a very good cornerback. He's definitely a top three corner in my book. I will put him at number one. I think he had a phenomenal year last year. He certainly earned his money he got in the offseason. And he's living up to it. Meanwhile, AJ Green coming off an injury sustained a couple weeks back. He's finally hitting his stride a little bit, so that makes this matchup so interesting. I'm going to take Cincinnati to win tonight, and I think that they can keep the win streak going if necessary, because for Cincinnati, they got to keep this thing going. They've won three straight ever since that embarrassing defeat by Indianapolis. The stretch where they didn't win for three consecutive weeks. They had a tie in the middle. They had tough road losses at New England and at Indianapolis. Here's the thing. They win tonight. They got three tough road games. Well, two of them are going to be extremely tough. They got to go to New Orleans next week, at Houston after that, and then at Tampa Bay. The Tampa Bay game can get tough. Then they come home to face Pittsburgh for the first time this season. So every game is crucial. They got a home game with Denver coming up at Pittsburgh week 17, at Cleveland in the middle of all of that. Every game for the Bengals is extremely important. I'm going to take them to win tonight. I'm going to take them to keep their win streak going. Protect home field, which is something that they've done throughout much of the season. Despite that tie against Carolina, I expect them to win tonight, and I think they will. Keeping it going, Sunday we got some very intriguing matchups. One game I'm really looking forward to is my team, the Detroit Lions, hosting the Miami Dolphins. The Dolphins are 5-3. The Lions are 6-2 coming off a bye week. Calvin Johnson is expected to play. Reggie Bush is back. But I think the Nick Fairley injury is going to hurt the defense a little bit. But I think they've got enough guys to work with. George Johnson has been playing phenomenal. Jason Jones has been an established leader. He's come in and helped out. Last year, he got hurt halfway through the season. This the rest of the year, he's coming back, picking up where he left off. Zeke Johnson, to me, might be the best defensive end in the NFC this year. He's got my vote of confidence. And I think he deserves a Pro Bowl spot. I hope he gets it. I think he will. But I think, and of course, with the Dominican Sue, you know, you cannot forget him, of course. I think that they'll, I think defensively on that front line, I think they'll be all right. Of course, losing Fairley is going to hurt, but I think they'll be okay. And it's not like he's going to be out for the rest of the regular season. He'll be back next month, and I expect him to pick up with his game left off. From that game against Atlanta in London just last week, or 2 weeks ago, I should say. What makes this matchup so interesting is both of these two defenses are in the top five. You got the Lions ranked number one overall. You got the Dolphins ranked number five. The Dolphins are coming off a big beatdown over San Diego last week, 37-0. In a game where Joe Philbin, their head coach, whose father passed away, and basically, they responded well from that. And the Dolphins, they've won three straight ever since that tough home loss to Green Bay just last month. This is a statement game for both teams. Now, if you're Detroit, coming off a bye week, some of your offensive players are starting to come together. This is the week where you want to continue winning. You don't want to have any collapses like you did the last 2 years. 2012, they started out 4-4 and didn't win another game the rest of the season. Lost their final eight and finished 1-12. Last year, they were 6-3, finished 7-9. I don't think I need to tell Lions fans about what transpired those last 2 months of the season. This is the first game for them in the month of November. And like I said, November and December haven't exactly been kind to them. Even going back to 2011, they got to a 5-0 start, but they finished 5-6 the rest of the way. So, it's a stride now. Keep it going. You know what I'm saying? Keep it going. I think this is going to be the most intriguing matchup on Sunday. And I'm looking forward to it. This game will be on CBS. So, if you get a chance to watch it, please watch it. You won't be disappointed. Well, depending on what team that you're cheering for, you know, because somebody's going to lose. You know, but here's what I think is definitely possible. I think With Detroit getting offensive players back, I expect them to win. I think they will win. They're currently riding a 3-game win streak just like Miami. I expect them to win and keep it going because they got tough road games against Arizona and New England coming up. And a 3-game homestand, including a Thanksgiving Day game against Chicago. If you're Detroit, win. Win on Sunday. Please win. It'll set up a matchup with Arizona, which it could be the two best teams in the NFC. Because I think right now, these are the two best teams in the NFC. Very surprisingly, teams, Arizona and Detroit. It will set up a big matchup for next Sunday. So I expect Detroit to win, and I think they will. Another intriguing matchup that's going to take place on Sunday is Kansas City and Buffalo. Who would have imagined Buffalo having a winning record? These two teams are both 5-3. Buffalo has really been coming on ever since Kyle Orton was named the starting quarterback just last month. And they've been resilient, absolutely resilient. And they've been playing some very good football. They're forcing turnovers. They're getting after the defense. The defense is getting after guys. Kansas City has a good defense, too. They're also in the top five, just like Miami and Detroit. Buffalo's defense has been surprisingly good, so I think this is going to be a very intriguing matchup as well. Now, remember, these two teams played each other last year in Buffalo. Kansas City's defense came up big in that game, and they ended up winning. Now, I think the key to this game is going to be the running game. I think when you look at Buffalo's running back, those guys have been beat up. Jamal Charles had a nice game last year when Kansas City went up there to Buffalo and won 22-13. He ran for 90 yards. I think he will be the key. I think whichever team can outrush the other, because I think both quarterbacks are solid, but I don't think either quarterback is going to have to go for a lot of yards to win this game. It's going to come down to the ground performance, and I think Kansas City has that edge. So I'm going to take the Chiefs to win. And I think they're going to go to 6-3, and I think Buffalo will drop to 5-4 after this one. San Francisco and New Orleans, how about this matchup? Both teams, a disappointing 4-4. Who would have expected that? I had these two teams, at the start of the season, I had these two teams as two of my top teams in NFC. And they're both a disappointing 4-4. San Francisco, though, last week against St. Louis, that should have never happened. Why in the hell do you got Colin Kaepernick trying to quarterback sneak when you got Frank Gore, who's more than capable of getting 1 yard at the goal line? That was just flat out terrible play calling. And I began to wonder if Jim Harbaugh did that on purpose by sabotaging that game and so he could force himself out of San Francisco. Think about that. We hate to talk conspiracy in the NFL, but think about that. Just think about that for a second. So anyway, regarding this particular matchup, it's going to come down to, I think, turnovers, whichever quarterback can catch the ball better. That's kind of been an issue for both quarterbacks this year, especially Kaepernick fumbling the ball and throwing interceptions in crunch time. I think the Saints are starting to come around now. And this is the point of the season where if you're a team trying to compete for the playoffs and make a Super Bowl run, this is where you start to mark your territory, and this is where you get a win streak going. Now, the Saints had a big win against the Packers last week, and they deserve a ton of credit because, well, actually, last week going on the road to winning at Carolina, they've won two straight since that tough loss at Detroit, and this is where they protect their home field. They've yet to lose a home game this season. They're 3-0. They got a current 3-game homestand coming up. All three games are going to be tough. San Francisco this week, Cincinnati next week, Baltimore the following week on a Monday night. Protect home field is your thing. And I think it starts this week. I know last year, it was a tough game between those two teams at the Superdome. But I think that the San Francisco 49ers have a chance. I think it's going to be a close game. The Niners, though, seven of the last eight regular season meetings ended in losses, including last year, 20-23 at the Superdome. That's part of the Saints' current 11-game home win streak, currently the second best to New England, who has 14. I think the Saints can end up winning 14 straight home games with these next few home games coming up. I'm going to take the Saints to win. I think they're going to win big. Keeping it going, because this is what we do in the Rocky Sports Breakdown. To me, the most lopsided matchup this week is going to be the 6-3 Steelers at the 1-8 Jets. The Jets have not won since the season opened, and they barely won that game beating Oakland. Pittsburgh has by far the hottest quarterback. Ben Roethlisberger threw 12 touchdown passes, and I got to say that at the top of the show. He threw 6 against Indy, he threw 6 against Baltimore. He might double that against the Jets this week. He might throw for 12 for crying out loud. How about that? I got the Steelers winning big in this matchup. There's nothing needed to say, nothing more left to say. Atlanta and Tampa Bay. Wow. How about this game? When these two teams met, Atlanta destroyed Tampa Bay. Literally, they beat the snot out of them. However, the fourth quarter has not been good for the Falcons. They've given up a ton of points. It's been their worst quarter in playing football this season. But here's the thing. Mike Smith's job is in jeopardy. If they don't make the playoffs, then I don't think they will. Because I can't see them getting out of these 2-6 holes. He's definitely going to be gone. And here's the thing, though. Atlanta's only 2 games behind the Saints. They've already beat the Saints this year, so they got something to hang their hats on a little bit. The NFC South has been garbage pretty much all year. I think Atlanta can win this game, and I think they will win. The game that a lot of people are talking about, and I don't think this game really should be talked about all that much. Dallas and Jacksonville, the game takes place in London this week. Jacksonville, like the Jets, they're also winning a Dallas 6-3, dropping 2 straight. Both of those at home, both winnable games. Although, they lost to Arizona this past Sunday, and I feel like, you know, with Tony Romo, if he had played, they definitely would have won. The game against Washington was tough. When he got injured, I felt like, you know, Dallas' chance to win it was fly out the window, and they did. But here's the problem. Tony Romo's not playing defense. The defense has let them down the last 2 weeks after playing so well during that amazing winning streak that they had, from losing in the season opener San Francisco to winning 6 straight, surprisingly, including a big road win at Seattle. I thought that this team would continue a big streak going. That really hasn't been the case the last couple of weeks. They've lost 2 straight. And here's this. How about this? Cowboys are undefeated on the road. Who would have imagined that? They're undefeated on the road. So that's something to hang their hat on. And they're going to need to keep the road winning streak going because they got the next 2 games on the road. Jacksonville this week, they got a bye week after, and then they're at the Giants. Here's the thing. We got Philadelphia, who's also having quarterback issues as far as injuries and stuff. You're looking up at them right now. You're getting ready to play them later this month, twice within a 3-week span, including Thanksgiving. You want to send a message. I expect the Cowboys to win this game. I think they will. I expect them to, actually. Because it is Jacksonville. Even though Jacksonville, they are one of the top 5 teams in terms of rushing the quarterback. They know how to get to the quarterback. Denard Robinson has been playing phenomenal. I think a running back matchup between him and DeMarco Murray is going to be a crucial matchup. This game could be a lot closer than we anticipate. But I expect the Cowboys to win, and I believe they will. Another game that I think is going to be, I'll get to that game in a second. I think another game that should be worth looking forward to is, well, not looking forward to really. It's a lopsided game. Tennessee 2-6 at Baltimore 5-4. The Ravens are going to win. That's all I need to say. I think they're going to bounce back again from that tough loss at Pittsburgh and get a win. They better. The AFC North is on the line. Win Sunday, and you're right back in the thick of things. Well, so they still are, but they'll be in more in the thick of things. The afternoon games, 4 or 5 p.m., you got Denver at Oakland. You talk about another team that's going to be in a foul mood. I do not want to be the Oakland Raiders, who are 0-8, coming off a tough loss at Seattle. Imagine if Oakland had recovered that onside kick. Could they have gone down there and scored a game-winning touchdown, kicked the extra point and won? Who knows? Derek Carr threw 2 tough interception, including one return for a touchdown. The Broncos are coming off an embarrassment loss at New England. I expect the Broncos to rebound big this week, and they will. They will. They're going to put the New England loss behind them, as they should. Come on, because more than likely, you're going to see them again later on in January. So, get back to your winning ways if you're Denver. And they will. Big. I expect them to win by at least 3 touchdowns, maybe even more than that. Speaking of Seattle, they're hosting the New York Giants this week. The Giants are coming off of an embarrassing Monday night home loss to Atlanta. The Seahawks are 5-3. They're starting to hit their stride a little bit, starting to come around. I do not want to be the Giants in this week. I expect Seattle to beat them soundly, take a formula maybe from Indy, force turnovers, apply pressure on Eli Manning. You know, I think Seattle's defensive pass rush is still a question mark. But if the Giants turn the ball over a lot, they have no chance. They could pull off an upset, but if they turn the ball over, which they have been capable of doing, they're not going to win, period. I talked about the Cardinals being 7-1, hosting the 3-5 Rams. The Rams coming off a big road win at San Francisco. They're tough. This is going to be a defensive smash a little bit. But I expect the Cardinals to win because I just like what they're doing. They're finding ways to win. They're like Detroit. They're finding ways to win. Regardless if they're ranked first and last or whatever, they're just finding ways to win. And that's the most important thing. They're finding ways to win. So I expect the Cardinals to win. I expect them to win, which will set up a big matchup with Detroit next week. And who knows? We could talk about first place in the NFC, the number one seed in the NFC postseason down the stretch with these two teams. So I want Detroit and Arizona both to win their game. And I think Detroit will win. I've already explained that part. And I think Arizona will definitely beat St. Louis. The night game. And this is a rivalry that goes all the way back to the golden ages, 1930s and 40s. 3-5 Bears at the 5-3 Packers. Green Bay had already went to Chicago and destroyed them earlier this year. It wasn't even a close game. I mean, they kind of jumped on them a little bit. They ended up winning 38-17. The game was close at first, and then Green Bay just pulled away because Chicago's defense just couldn't cover any of Green Bay's receiving options. And their defense has still been having trouble stopping the run. Now, the Packers, like the Lions, are coming out the bye week. They had a tough loss in their last game at New Orleans, losing 44-23. Before that, they had a 4-game winning streak, which began at Chicago winning. And here's the thing, Green Bay's got 2 home games coming up with Chicago and Philadelphia. They got a showdown with New England at the end of this month. They can protect home field too if necessary. I can't wait for that Week 17 game between Green Bay and Detroit. I think that could determine, and I think that will determine the NFC North if it hasn't been clinched already. Meanwhile, Chicago's lost 2 straight, including getting smacked at New England 2 weeks ago. I mean, that wasn't even a game. It wasn't even a game. It really wasn't. I mean, it was just absolutely pathetic. It was a terrible, terrible, terrible performance. They're coming off a bye week, too. And I expect Chicago to lose this game. I think Green Bay will complete the sweep. Last year, the Bears were able to go up and they win on Monday night. That was because Aaron Rodgers got hurt and couldn't finish the game. And the Bears had Josh McCown. They got Jay Cutler. Jay Cutler does not have a lot of success at Green Bay. And finally, to wrap up week 10, we got Carolina at Philadelphia. Philadelphia's going to win. I know they got Mark Sanchez now as the quarterback, but I think he can have better success in Chip Kelly's offense than Nick Foles. So I expect Philadelphia to win. Carolina's losing role will continue. And that wraps up week 10. Coming up tonight, we got 2 big games in the NBA, both on TNT. One of those games is the undefeated Houston Rockets hosting the defending champion San Antonio Spurs. That game will take place at 8 o'clock. Then at 10:30, we got Dallas going on the road to face the Portland Trail Blazers. Dallas getting off to a good start, 3-1. Portland is 2-2. They just had a big win against Cleveland the other night. Both these Western Conference games are going to be big. So that'll do it for the Rockets Sports Breakdown. Thank you all for listening. Appreciate the time. Thank you once again. Tune in next time.
good luck to all you teams this week. Good luck to your NBA team. We have the tickets tonight. This is Rocket signing off. Rocket Nation, get ready for a power trip. We'll see y'all next time.